Proclamation number 6550 of 19th of May, 1956. God's infinite love. Eternal damnation. You do not know God's love and mercy in His unceasing efforts to help you, His creatures, from the depths to the heights. He wants to leave nothing in the depths. Everything that once fell shall return to Him again in order to be able to be unspeakably blissful in His nearness. What is separated from Him, what is at a great distance from Him, is unhappy and moves Him to pity. And His love entishingly calls for this wretched creature to turn to Him again, from whom it had voluntarily turned away. Yet everything happens without coercion. It is not possible to force those beings to return to God. The return to Him can only be achieved through love, but that it will happen someday is certain, for God's love will not relinquish anything that is His, that has emerged from Him. But because only love can influence the fallen being in the way that it voluntarily returns, therefore the irradiation of love must touch the being again and again until it opens itself and is determined by the power of love to approach God again. And this process takes place in earthly life when the human being becomes aware of the fact that he is guided and led by a higher power, that he now hands himself over to this power and follows his inner voice, which is a silent address from God. Then his resistance is broken and the being is on the path of return to God. For now God's love draws it, and His mercy also helps the still and worthy to ascend. God's love is infinite, and therefore no being can be lost forever. God's love and His mercy pursue that which has sunk into the abyss, and that is why there is also ransom from hell, because God's love is greater than the sinner's guilt. And because mercy wants to compensate for the fallen being's weakness, and that is why every being is wooed by God's love until it opens itself and allows a ray to work in it. And then the spell is also broken, for love has great power. This is why people must not speak of an eternal damnation. For eternal damnation presupposes a severe, unloving judge who deprives the being of all freedom and mercilessly passes his sentence. But God does not want the state in which the wretched finds itself, into which it has fallen through its own fault, in free will. God wants to save the wretched from it. He wants to lead it to salvation. He wants to irradiate it with His love, and His mercy does not make a distinction as to the magnitude of the guilt of sin. But He does not force any being into salvation. And therefore such wretched states can also last eternities, for they must be ended by the being itself. You humans can believe that all help will be granted to them, because God's love is infinite and will never diminish or decrease, no matter how long His creations persevere in resistance. God is not angry, but He takes pity on the unhappiness of those creatures, yet He cannot put them into a state of bliss exercising His power, because this would neither correspond to His justice nor to His creatures' freedom of will. Thus He will only try to influence the soul's will in that way that they will voluntarily turn to Him. But then a complete return is also guaranteed, for God's love is so powerful that it conquers everything where only its effectiveness is permitted. And one day every being will have returned to Him, one day even the abyss will have to release everything, because God's love is stronger than hatred and because even God's adversary will one day voluntarily turn to God again, even though this will still take eternities, but God's love will defeat him. Amen.